Discourse 13, August 15, 1932. Saint Germain. Invocation. Thou mighty infinite presence of light, we give praise and thanks for thy intense radiation, for the joy of thy great radiation, for the peace of thy great love, for the grace of thy eternal youth made manifest in these forms. Help each one in this, thy chosen center, to feel, to be, thy joyous presence, to know there is not manifest but the perfect activity of God, and give us the wisdom and strength to at all times maintain thy perfect harmony, that we may receive the being and majesty of thy omnipresence. I bring you love and greetings from the host of light, who wrap around you their mantle of love that raises the outer into full perfection. The Discourse. The beauty of an understanding heart is without limit. For the endeavor to gain this simple understanding of these higher laws, so that one may put them into daily practice, enables the mighty Master Presence to shed its fragrance over the lives of those who acknowledge the Presence, and by this to give every assistance to steady them in the successful application of the understanding they possess from time to time. In order for the students or individuals to have the comprehension of the mighty force they are using every waking moment, they must try to see wherein and how they are utilizing this stupendous force. As is often called to the attention of the students from one source or another, they are constantly sending forth tremendous energy. This, if understood and consciously directed to a given purpose, could not and would not fail in quick accomplishment. This is rather a savage thing to say, but it is true and must be said. Most of the force sent forth by individuals is through anger or resentment in some of their subtle forms. Why? Because it generates an intense feeling. Anyone who does not understand this, or understanding does not control it, but delays the hour of achievement. It has been thought by even advanced individuals that it was not possible to generate consciously and at will an intense feeling according to the desire. I tell you surely and truly that anyone can, if they will, generate the same intensity of feeling for the adherence to the light that they can generate in a fit of anger, temper, or despondency. These are the two opposites. To allow oneself to drop into a fit of discouragement or despondency is but letting oneself be used. Instead, one should rise up and utilize his opportunity. He should generate intense love, the opposite pole to his despondency or anger, and through this he would master his problem. However, this is seldom found, but the one who will do it is always master of every condition. When the student, who has had many examples before him of the mighty activity of the great law, God within him, allows depression to engulf him momentarily, he is but expressing a form of self-pity which should be shunned by the sincere student as he would shun a poisonous viper. Students of any understanding to speak of must know that everything depends upon themselves, and that to form a habit of looking to someone else to sustain them but delays their own mighty, victorious accomplishment. Victory over oneself, when this constantly generated energy is utilized in this haphazard, thoughtless manner, takes twice as much energy as is otherwise required to sustain them in perfection, in health, in prosperity and happiness. The students who want to succeed must face this fact and conquer it in themselves. Now here is the greatly encouraging thing about this sort of reprimand, which the above might be thought to be, but is not. When the desire of the individual is sent forth, or held on constructive accomplishment, he has the power of the universe at his back and at his command, that will sustain him unfailingly in every instance, when his determination is held unwaveringly. Again, let me remind you that self-pity is the strongest disintegrating force of any one attribute of negative consciousness. When a student, because things have not been accomplished for him, suddenly takes the attitude, "Why isn't this accomplished now?" I want to say that this point is not of any consideration if he really wants his manifestation. His part is to stand with firm, unflinching determination to the only power that ever acts, which is God in himself. And without thought or question of why a thing isn't accomplished, take this stand: "By the power of Almighty God in me, I know that whenever I stand with determined desire to accomplish something constructive, it cannot fail." The thing that very often causes seeming failure is the very subtle point of wondering why it isn't accomplished yet, or doesn't seem to be. Instead of wondering what energy should be sent forth, know that when the decree has gone forth for any constructive desire, it is God acting. Then, of course, you must know and feel that it is impossible for it to fail. This is self-evident. Thus, in a simple manner, is the consciousness utilizing this mighty energy as it should be used. The following is the reason why students delay the very thing that they wish to succeed in. As an illustration, if the student has worked earnestly, knowing the truth and consciously directing the power in the right manner, and then if he suddenly allows discouragement or despondency to sweep over him for 1 hour, he may, according to the intensity of the feeling, dissolve all he has accomplished through days of earnest work. This is a reminder to the student to stand his ground and never yield or give power to anything but that mighty presence of God, which accomplishes all things through his mighty presence and power of divine love. Read this reminder. If students are strong enough to face this truth, to read this reminder whenever they find themselves slipping, it will be a limitless source of strength and encouragement to them. For through these words to everyone who reads them will flow a mighty sustaining power. There is no one thing of greater importance, and yet so simple that a child can comprehend it, than for a student to watch and see in what manner he is constantly sending forth this great energy. The simple, natural manner in which one is constantly giving off, as it were, this force, is quite sufficient for the accomplishment of ordinary things. Then you can readily see what enormous added power and energy is given off by the conscious use of the determination and will. Individuals will often say, "How do I know whether I am using the inner or outer will?" When it is so easy to determine, knowing that any constructive desire is the using of the inner or divine will, if students will accept and utilize these simple yet mighty truths, they will find no difficulty in handling themselves or conditions. While the generation of anger comes of a sudden impulse, the conscious use of joyous determination is at least 20 times more effective. And this one can generate consciously and at will. How? By stilling oneself and joyously entering into the consciousness of how limitless God's power is. It is impossible for God to fail in anything, and its activity is more or less instantaneous in accordance with how much power we withdraw from outer things to which we have given power. This will show you how one can always have the power of accomplishment as the mighty magic wand in one's hands to use for anything whatsoever, from the simplest to the greatest. The only reason for the seeming lack or delay of accomplishment is that one is either consciously or unconsciously dividing this mighty power, for it surely does follow and act according to the direction given it. Meditating upon this and knowing it will enable the students to give fuller and fuller power to that mighty energy, which they may consciously direct at any time. It is when we need the assistance most that we should stand with the greatest determination, for when everything is going joyously, harmoniously, and prosperously, the very forward movement of our being requires very little conscious effort. But when the students enter onto the conscious path, then they have taken the reins and are supposed to consciously direct this power, and especially when they have dedicated themselves to the divine service of the light. I say to the beloved students that this is no idle thing when the students dedicate themselves to divine service. It means that they have thrown down the gauntlet and have challenged battle with the outer self, which must be done sometime, and the sooner it is done, the sooner over with. But because the outer form falls down over a secret wire placed there by the outer self, is no reason why one should not get up and go serenely on. The nature of the individual is such that until he understands these points of vital importance, he does not stop to realize that when everything is going well, is the time to build up his momentum and gird himself with the armor of that mighty master presence. Then, if he finds himself tripped up, this very momentum will cause him to bound like a rubber ball onto his feet, taking quick and powerful command of the situation, commanding this mighty presence of God to solve and govern the situation, whatever it may be. Knowing this, you will see and agree with me how absolutely absurd it is to allow yourself to become negative in the least. The positive and negative forces. Now right here, it is a good thing to understand that the negative and positive forces exist everywhere in creation. And the negative is in no wise to be condemned, for it is the means by which the children of light are caused to become more and more aware of their own conquering positive force. To give way to the negative force is to become more and more enmeshed in it. But to instantly recognize the presence of any negative thought or feeling is but to cause one to turn to one's positive pole and rest there serenely. The manifestation. As we have said before, the manifestation will come if you want God enough. It cannot help it. It will fall over itself to get to you if you want God enough. The students who want to can take this now and stand their ground. The people wallow in the negative conditions instead of rising up and saying, "I stand with God," and refuse to be affected by this seeming appearance. If we permit or allow negative conditions to control us, nobody can help us, not even God himself. Beloved Lonto, Lonto was from this earth, but he has arisen to Venus and has become the star pupil of Sanat Kumara. He is the ascended master in charge of the retreat of the Royal Teton, but was not the guest master from Venus. He was the one that introduced the master from Venus, who was the guest, and who was given charge of the evening. See Venus Visits the Royal Teton, Unveiled Mysteries. Cherubim. There are certain cherubim who have been human, but only a few. There are some from a sphere of activity who are prepared with a well-rounded knowledge. Each element has those of its own who are sent forth to teach the rest of those in that element. Venus. Venus came to assist the earth with its own wisdom. Through all creation, the step higher is always reaching back to the step lower to give assistance. The Ascended Masters. The Ascended Masters teach the inhabitants of the elements the laws of God and immortality, and thus they prepare those of each element to teach the rest in that element. Retreats in the Mountains. The early power used by the Ascended Masters in preparing retreats in the mountains had to be secret and not discoverable by anyone in the outer world. The Great Watcher saw the necessity of the Great Light having indestructible protection. This is why there were retreats in all parts of the world, in caves and mountains. They used the flame to break down the great masses of rock, and the elementals were created for the purpose of disposing of the debris. Later, all was disintegrated by a flame. The raising of the body before the advent of the Master Jesus. Up until the advent of beloved Jesus, all raising of the body was an absolutely secret process. Not even the students in association knew what was to be done, only the one raising or being assisted in the raising. Age of the Earth. Human life has been on this earth since it was created. Geologists only have an approximate idea of the age of the earth, unless they have been highly inspired. Former civilizations. All evidence of some former great civilizations has disappeared, except certain records. There came a time when indestructible receptacles had to be prepared by precipitation for the preservation of certain records of former civilizations. There will yet be a chamber of records that will be unsealed when the new age has been entered into sufficiently and the Christ power has gained sufficient dominion. This chamber will reveal another period of civilization's progress far greater than the one known at present. In the inner cosmic activity, you will see the creative process of God. You are the eternal wisdom of the eternal creative process acting as far as you have gone. That is why knowing a thing in this manner means that you have entered into the creative process, and this knowledge is different from any other kind of knowledge. Ascent of the soul. There were points of rest for the descent and ascent of the soul in its intense outer activity. The Akashic Records Machine. The machine to read the Akashic Records will not come forth until humanity is sufficiently evolved to hold to the Christ Presence with no danger of slipping back. If this instrument were to come forth now, it would upset every theory the scientific world has. The only thing anyone has to do is to anchor into God and stay there, and human beings will continue to suffer until this is done. The process of gaining self-consciousness would be impossible without re-embodiment. The outer body could not stand the speed of evolving self-conscious knowledge in one body. Notes and Affirmations. Mighty I Am Presence, give me thy foresight and guard all future activity, that everything concerning it may be maintained harmoniously. In the fullness of the presence is the thing that I desire. At least once a day, demand that your world be flooded with the mightiest activity of divine love. God, the mighty I Am Presence, surround and protect me from every outer vibration. I am always Christ victorious. When one starts to argue with you for a negative thing, take a definite stand and make them realize that they are arguing for the very thing they do not want. God is alive within you. Do not allow him to be silenced by the doubts and fears and uncertainties of the human self. Obedience is the most important of all things. Beloved Nada, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Maita, the mother of Sha'ara, are definitely concerned with the motherhood of humanity. Benediction, mighty presence, we give praise and thanks for thy radiation, ever active in these lives and this home. Make it such a radiant center that all are blessed who come into it.